Government's policy to mechanize the country's agriculture and also enhance private partnership in the sector has received support from a number of stakeholder institutions. Such institutions have exhibited their support and readiness to partner farmers and those in agribusiness to ensure food security. One of such stakeholders is TC Irrigations, which is into modern gravity irrigation mechanization. The CEO, Randy Lee George, shared his vision with Radio Ghana's George Ankra on the sidelines of the third USAID FinGAP Agribusiness Summit in Accra. He said Ghana has the soil, the personnel and environment, but the only thing left is finance and how to irrigate the land for Ghana to become a net exporter of food to Africa and the world at large.
At the moment, Ghana has the soil, the water, the sun, all the resources. The only obstruction that I see is finance. Everybody's looking for finance to put irrigation in, to basically secure or ensure that all their investment in the seed and fertilizer, they get a profit in the end. And I've been working basically in Africa for more than 20 years, and in sub-Saharan Africa, Zambia, for example. In the late 1990s, early 2000, the banks didn't want to invest any money or give any loans to any of the commercial farmers because of the risk. But now today, they're begging them for to come in and take loans to develop irrigation as insurance so they can make payments in the end of the season. So that's probably the biggest stumbling block here. You know, Zambia now today is they're a net exporter of commodities, of maize and wheat and soybeans. So, you know, in a very short period of time, they had very little resources, and now they're net exporters.
You want to partner stakeholders and ensure that through irrigation, Ghana's agricultural systems are mechanized. How do you see the future of Ghana's agriculture in the next few years?
Well, yeah, as long as they get some finance, they should be able to be net exporters to the surrounding country. They have all the resources available here. They just have lack of funding. I hope all the funding is available from USAID and everything is being funneled for increasing production and everything that goes with it.
You were in Zambia for some time to help them irrigate their lands. What is their success story that you want to share with us?
Well, for one thing, they've saved 40 to 50% of their water with our systems versus flood irrigation. It does take power to pump the water. It has to be a pressurized system to go through. But because it expanded so quickly, the substations or the electric power supply wasn't big enough. But since then, they've increased capacity, and they're forward in developing more and more land. They're exporting to Zimbabwe. They're exporting to the Congo, Angola. There's maize, soya, wheat going out of the country. So instead of being net importers, they're exporting now.
So specifically and finally, what will you suggest to the government and the agribusiness sector to do?
It takes more than irrigation to be successful. You have to have good quality seeds and you have to have fertilizer available. Plus, you have to have storage in the end to put the grain so it doesn't spoil. So there's much more than just irrigation that needs to be developed in the country. Transportation to the mills to produce the flour, to produce the bread for the people. There's many, many stages that need to be done and developed, but for sure, irrigation is insurance for the people because seed and fertilizer is so expensive now. If there is a drought, and regardless if we call it climate change or there's a cycle in the weather, I've seen some horrendous, very severe storms around the world. There's tornadoes in Russia and Australia, which is unheard of. These farmers, they invest money, but if it doesn't rain, they don't get nothing in the end. They can never proceed forward.